So I think it went on the apron and not on you.
Mm-hmm. But it was also an ornament.
It was an ornament. They're coming back in style now.
Well, fine.
And then there was just the middle of the road apron that had the little bib, and some of them had fancy little pins that they pinned. Just pinned the little bib up. And they were made out of gingham or dimity, some material.
I see.
And oftentimes now I know my grandmother, my great-grandmother always would tell my mother, Maddie, get enough to do a utility apron and a second best.
The real grades.
Mm-hmm.
Grade of the D was best, the second best in the utility.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. What did you use to carry coins in? What would a lady call it?
A purse.
Purse.
And a pocketbook.
The one that's bigger.
Fold.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother had a pocketbook, was the big one, with the chain handle. And the purse was the little dandy one that had the little pull things. Mm-hmm. Usually had a little mirror.
I see.
And her little locket and a handkerchief in it.
Mm-hmm. I see. For the an ornament that you wear, a piece of jewelry on the wrist, that you
a
have
bracelet.
Special names, and around the neck, if you had
a locket.
A locket. Suppose
a pearls locket.
Mm-hmm. How about
a lavalier?
Lavalier.
That's French for locket.
Mm-hmm. How about just some beads? What would you? How would you? Do you remember how they used to refer to that?
Oh, just beads.
Mm-hmm. Would it be a pair of beads?
A pair or a strand?
Is a pair more than one strand?
No, a pair is just two.
A pair would be.
A beads.
Yeah.
They might be two separate strands. But that would be a pair, just like two.
Okay, but
pair of beads.
A pair of beads would always have two strands.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Or it could be two single strands of beads.
I see.
And would make a pair.
In other words, you just put on two.
Say, my dress had pale green and dark blue, and I wanted to complement it with my beads. I would wear a pair. That complemented the two colors.
I see. I've heard that pair of beads, and people are very vague on what whether there was one or two or more. And that's the idea, is to mix colors.
Just like they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
They might not realize it, but it's nothing new. It's been around a long time.
Suppose that a lady, a girl, kind of, well, she enjoyed nice clothes and so on. You'd say she really likes to
put on the dog.
Put on the dog. And would you have a word for that if a man liked it? A man was fond of clothes and was careful with his hair and.
Oh, well, he's a dude.
He's a dude. Uh-huh. And the thing that you use to keep the sun off and or used to use
parasol.
And the rain, that would be
an umbrella.
You do make that distinction.
Yes, because a parasol could be a very beautiful Japanese. My mother had them,
mm-hmm.
Japanese parasol.
Much more ornamental.
Or silk.
Mm-hmm. And a man. Your father, for example, would you describe his suit when you were a girl? What would a Sunday suit look like?
Usually of good worsted. And